Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I am your host, John Orlando, and thank you for joining me here on episode number 105. I am going to be joined by a man that hasn't been on this podcast in a couple of years. And I know he's going to joke about the lost episode that, well, that's kind of a little bit of a long story. But nonetheless, the man that's joining me on this episode is the longest reigning, and might I add current, OCW Ohio Heritage Champion, no shame, Jimmy Shane, is coming on to talk about professional wrestling, talk a little bit about his career, and talk about, of course, the big OCW show that is slated for November 26th at the new OCW Arena, 2910 South Main Street in Akron, Ohio. It's going to be a great show. But you know what? I want to talk about this one more time, especially for new listeners. I talked about this a while ago, but I'm going to just mention it one more time. I know that the questions have always been asked of me as to, John, why are you not involved with Ohio Championship Wrestling? And I'd like to explain one more time, and I'm going to keep it brief and short, that I was really kind of getting tired. And I mean that for 14 years, I was constantly on the go. Go, 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 go. I never took any time off. I never stopped. And I'm talking about from the time I started in FIW to PWC, to OCW, to all the other freelance work I was doing. I never took any time off. And truth be told, I actually kind of knew that Jeff Cannon in 2014 was thinking about two more years and wrapping things up. And I'll tell that because I'm sure Jeff won't mind me sharing the story. He made a joke about sticking around for 20 years. And it was when Papa Smurf Keith Smith was having a kind of a bad day. It was in Zanesville, and he was a little bit grumpy, and he was complaining about some things, and Jeff was like, look, man, you can't quit. You got to stay around for two more years because it's going to be 20 years and I'm out. And I was standing there too, and we all giggled and joked about that, but I kind of knew just from that. I could tell from the way Jeff said it that he was being serious. So I needed some time to get off the road, and that was the number one reason. The second reason was too because I have a great deal of respect for Jeff, and because Jeff was calling it quits, I found it like fitting that I too would go out when Jeff retired and quit. I just felt like that was the respectful thing to do because he has done so much for me, and you know, I just thought that that was appropriate. Now, with that being said, you know, I've done a few little things here and there over the last, you know, several months. But ultimately this, I want OCW to be successful. I want those folks, the new management of OCW, I want them to be successful. I have nothing against them. I do not. I've said that privately. I'm saying it publicly right now. I said it before publicly. I have nothing at all against the new management of OCW. I want them to be successful. I am so happy to hear about the good things that are going on in Ohio Championship Wrestling, especially with a new arena in Akron, Ohio, especially with a training school. I'm very, very happy to hear that. And but it just was a decision that I wanted to make and just kind of wanted to get off the road and maybe even dabble in some new endeavors too. I mean, that's something that I'm interested in doing. So with that, I've kind of, again, for a second time, kind of explained that situation. As I hinted on the last episode of this podcast, I know some people want to stir up trouble and talk some shit, we'll just say it that way, you know, of Orlando this, Orlando that. Nah, it's not anything dramatic. It's not anything salacious. It's just that, you know, I want to kind of be off the road for a while. And, you know, you never say never, but I'm really cool doing what I'm doing. And you know what? I will say this. If there's one thing I miss, I do miss seeing the boys. I do. Because we are like a family. I know that's so cliched. That's such a cliched statement that is made in professional wrestling. But it's really true. It's really true. So, all right. With that being said, then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to waste any more time. I am going to mention that you're going to hear a little bit of a different break. I am still going to have that same particular music in there, but also I'm going to throw in a couple of ads for the great people over at Blazing Caribou Studios. As you know, I've appeared on a couple of their podcasts, and we kind of did a little bit of an ad swap where I sent one of my ads over for the PVD cast, and they sent over an ad for one of their podcasts. So I'm going to start plugging that in to my various episodes. And, you know, if you need more podcasts, check out blazingcariboustudios.com. I have a link over on pvdcast.com under the links page. And check out some other great podcasts. So with that being said, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with No Shame, Jimmy Shane.
Trivia Geeks, the Unpredictable Game Show podcast, is back with a brand new season. They've got a new host, new games, and a new day and time. But that's not all. Now you can download their companion app, TrivNow, and play along in real time. Watch Carrie on YouTube as she tries to convince her partner that his Dark Knight hasn't risen in years. Listen on Diamond Club and Alpha Geek Radio, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. You can also follow the show on Facebook and Twitter and get all the latest updates and showtimes.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the PVD cast. I'm sitting down via Skype with the man that is the current reigning and defending OCW Ohio Heritage Champion, No Shame, Jimmy Shane. And actually, you're not defending it tonight, so I have no idea why I said that. I have no clue. We are not competing for that belt tonight, but Jimmy, how you doing, man?
Not too bad, because you forgot that I am the longest reigning OCW Ohio Heritage Champion.
That is true. That is true. You know, you are. How many months are you going on? Do you know offhand?
You got me in a pickle. Now I don't know the number right now.
I do know it's been 2 years since you've been on this podcast, which we marveled about.
Yes.
Let's say I'm gonna guess.
It's coming on 600 days. I know that.
600 days. Okay. I was gonna say 2 years. That's what I was gonna give you for that.
I'm getting there.
You're getting there. So let's maybe recap a little bit, because there might be some new listeners. There might be some folks that haven't heard the first time that you were on this particular podcast. So maybe, like, can we recap a little bit how you got started in this crazy business of professional wrestling?
Yeah, sure. All right. So is that train coming through? Are we good?
Yeah, you know what? There's a train. That's okay. It sounds more cool, actually. It sounded like...
It's the Shane train. What can I say?
I was going to say, it sounded epic. Like, anyways.
So, I was just a kid who loved wrestling, like we all are. And one day, I look in the paper, and there's an ad for an OCW show at a local high school. And I had been burned by indie wrestling before. I was like, there's no way. Like, indie wrestling's not good. It's a bunch of fat guys who don't have a chance. Like, I thought it was WWE or nothing.
Okay.
But on this flyer, it had Abyss and Billy Gunn. So, I have to go check this out. And when I got there, OCW blew me away. Everything about it. And in the brochure, there was an ad for the Big Guns Pro Wrestling Academy. And that led me right down to OCW.
That was Manchester. I remember that show.
Yeah.
That show was quite eventful for many different reasons. So wait a minute, if I can back up for a minute, you said you were burned by indie wrestling before. So what was your first experience with indie wrestling?
I won't name the company or the wrestler.
Okay.
But my little brother's, one of his good friends at the time, his dad was an indie wrestler.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is my end. He's going to train me. I'm going to be a champion. This is it. I thought that was my golden ticket. No, not so much. I got there and I was like, this is garbage. Like, this isn't what I want to do.
Okay, so it was not exactly what you had in your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And for a 13-year-old kid to realize, like, this isn't wrestling. This is bad. Like,
oh, wow. That's saying something.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm sure you're like me. You go back on the WWE Network and you're like, I'm going to watch this match. I remember this match. This match is awesome. And then you go, wow, no, it really is awful. Why?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, that happened to me a lot with the network. I'll go, oh, yeah, this is awesome. Like, I remember watching Sabu, and I forget who he wrestled. I'm like, my God, this match is awful. It was one of those early ECW TV shows,
yeah.
And I remember watching it, but I must have been a lot more open-minded, I guess, back then. But so, okay, so you came to the Jeff Cannon Wrestling Academy. How was the first few weeks of training? Was it tough? Was it as tough as they advertised?
Yes and no, because I skipped a big part when I was telling this story, making it easy for the people, but I had been around, you know this, I was doing ring work for like 3 years before I started training.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, yes.
Yeah.
And so you had kind of an easier transition.
Yeah, I knew the people, so it wasn't as intimidating being like, oh, these are pro wrestlers. I was like, oh, that's Jeff, that's Matt, that's Jeremy. Like, they're just guys to me.
Okay.
And then, but yeah, I'll be honest, I puked during my tryout. Everyone likes to bring that up every once in a while.
Okay. There's no shame in that.
Yeah.
Exactly. See what I did there? Anyways, so how long did you train before you had your first match? Refresh my memory and the folks at home that... when was your first match?
Just under a year.
Okay.
And then my first match was in February of 2012.
Okay. All right. And how was that experience stepping through the ropes for the very first time as a competitor and not somebody who, you know, who came, you know, we talked on the previous episode, you were a cameraman for a while and did a bunch of different things, which we all appreciated because what I think fans don't realize, it takes a lot of people that are not wrestling but are part of the show to help bring an indie show or any show for that matter together. So, but anyways, how was that experience for the first time stepping through the ropes and getting ready to be a wrestler?
See, I feel like being in front of the crowd as a cameraman, even though I wasn't a character or anything, that helped me be in front of a crowd. So when I finally stepped in as a wrestler, it was like, all right, now it's just time to do it.
Okay, all right.
Because that is one compliment I got a lot is people couldn't tell it was my first match because I didn't seem nervous. I didn't seem like I didn't know what I was doing. I came out there, was already cocky as hell, you know.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, inside I was rarely nervous, and I was lucky enough to wrestle against Joey Vengeance,
mm-hmm.
who, if people who didn't listen to the first episode, they know was my best friend with me at that OCW show in Manchester, mm-hmm. and it all worked out for the best.
All right, all right. So from there, you know, you formed a pretty successful partnership with Robbie Starr. Just talk to us a little bit about your partnership with Robbie Starr and how that blossomed. And well, actually, over the last couple months, it's kind of went south.
Mm. Oh, Robbie, where do I begin about this? And that was part of everything was when I went to that show in Manchester, Robbie was, no pun intended, a star. I looked at him and I was a big Robbie fan because I was 14 at that show, mm-hmm. or something like mm-hmm. that. So I was like, wow, this is incredible. So that's where the idea kind of came along to put me with Robbie and have me be his lackey who looked up to him like he was a star.
Mm-hmm.
And he had just broken up with Matt Mason, so it wasn't really a tag team to start off. It was more I was his lackey, his fall guy. But as time went on, we loved to tag together.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was just natural. We think alike. Mm-hmm. Like I'd be on the apron while he's wrestling, and he'd hit a move, and I was like, oh, that's the move I was going to hit. Like, and then I'd have to come up with a move, and then he'd be like, oh, that's the move I was going to hit. Like, we'd have very similar style, except for I don't do the moonsault.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and then he became OCW Heavyweight Champion shortly after I became OCW Ohio Heritage Champion. And then he lost his belt. And that's when things started to go to south, because I thought that I should have been the star at that point. And he was being Robbie, kept trying to go after his stuff, and we all know how that turned out, John.
Yeah.
Who won that match between Robbie and I, Tradition?
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. and you held on to that OCW Ohio Heritage title. In fact, you know, let's talk about it. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, coming up here soon, real shortly, November 26th is the next big Ohio Championship Wrestling show. And don't you have a match featuring yourself and Robbie Starr?
I do. It's funny how things all work like that because there's this tag team tournament. Because
mm-hmm.
those OCW tag team titles are vacant right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you know this, Robbie and I never held the tag titles.
No, I did know that. That is true. You competed many times for them, but fell a little bit short each time, with all due respect.
Once. We competed once.
Really?
Once.
Okay.
One old time. Yeah. That's the thing. It's always, every company Robbie and I ran, we never got a chance to be tag team champions. So that was kind of like one bittersweet thing about the partnership when it was over. I was like, good, it's over, but you kind of wish you would have done that, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it's almost like, oh, that tag team's a failure because we never did accomplish anything. But now there's a tournament to crown brand new OSW Tag Team Champions. And Robbie's across the ring from me with his new partner, Flying Ryan Burke. And by my side is my good buddy, Juice Jennings.
Oh, no. The Party Crashers have reunited.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. for those that don't know, the Party Crashers, that started a couple of years ago, correct?
Yep. I'm 2013, I want to say.
Okay, 2013, where Juice Jennings and yourself formed this tag team. And I do forget what promotion it was for.
Well, it was for NWA Mid-Atlantic Wrestling. Okay. Was where we had our first match. We averaged about a match a year.
Right. Entire tag. Yeah.
Each in a different promotion and everything.
So, but now are you going to be a permanent fixture in OCW?
Well, ever since him and Joey Vengeance split up in OCW, we kind of come together, and, you know, we are part of a big 8-man tag match tradition, and we've pretty much been involved in 8-man, 6-man tags, a lot of stuff going forward. He's watched my back, I've watched his back. I would like to say that we're going to be the OCW Tag Team Champions, but I've also got my Ohio Heritage title to look out for. So if we advance in the tournament, which I think we're going to, then we'll keep going. But if not, I've got to focus on my own thing.
All right. Who are some of the contenders coming up here in OCW for your Ohio Heritage Championship?
Really, it doesn't matter. But, all right. I'll be real. Across the ring are probably my two biggest contenders are Robbie Starr and Ryan Burke. They've been the two coming at me all year long. I've been dodging them. I've been using every trick I've got up my sleeve, which you know is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably the two. They each have pinned me this year, I want to say.
Okay.
In non-title competition or in tag team matches, six-mans, whatever it is. But they're the two I got to look out for.
Okay, one of the other things that you're quite known for, and I'm going to remove myself from this equation so I don't want to be pulled into this, is that you are a dancing machine.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had to dance against Robbie Starr or Flying Ryan Burke in the last few months? Or has that just been a straight wrestling competition? Because as we know, you are one heavy-duty, awesome dancer, and maybe the uncrowned, unclaimed dance champion of Ohio.
I wouldn't say uncrowned. I have a trophy.
Oh, that's right.
I have a trophy that says dance-off champion.
I actually forgot about that. So have you had to dance against Burke or Starr?
Well, here's something that you aren't privy to because you haven't been around lately, John.
No, that's true.
I have this new thing that I do. If someone wants a shot at my OCW Ohio Heritage Championship, they must go through what I call the Golden Opportunity Challenge.
Okay.
There's various tasks. Like, I told Ryan Burke if he could beat me in a dance-off, he would get a shot at my Ohio Heritage Championship. And then later that night, there was a 6-man tag, and Robbie Starr, Ryan Burke, and Matt Taylor all danced at me, and I danced back, and I think I won.
Okay, so wait a minute. You think you won? You're not sure about that?
There's no official ruling in the dance. Like, if you look in the rule book of, like, not rule book, the wins and loss columns, they don't mark my dance-offs, so
Oh, okay.
It's a little iffy.
Okay. I don't think dancing's in the OCW rule book, by the way. I think we looked it up one time. I think Adam and I looked it up one time. I don't think it's in there.
It probably should be. It should be like the Jimmy Shane Amendment, but, you know.
Amendment. All right. Okay. What are some of your goals coming up here in Ohio Championship Wrestling?
Obviously, I want to continue. I want to hold the OCW Ohio Heritage title as long as I can so that nobody can even come close to breaking my record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, you know, when I, because I'm getting nervous thinking about it because it's, like we established, I was a kid who looked up to OCW. OCW is special to me.
Mm-hmm.
So to now be in the record book as I was the longest reigning Ohio Heritage Champion, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And after the Zanesville show a couple months ago, a fan came up to me and was like, man, I've been, like, I remember when you were the cameraman. I've been watching your journey. You know, now you're the Heritage Champion. When are you going to be Heavyweight Champion? And I'm going to be honest, I've never really thought of that. Because I've been so goal-oriented on the Ohio Heritage title, I'd never thought, oh, there's going to be a day where I could maybe take a step up and become the OCW Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
So, maybe I'm just going to win all the titles.
Maybe. Well, let's also talk a little bit that you've wrestled all around. We mentioned it, NWA Mid-Atlantic, but you also are wrestling still in War Wrestling, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have different goals there? Or do you feel like do you have different goals or the same goals up there? Do you feel like I could be the War Heavyweight Champion or whatever particular goal you have for that promotion?
Well, right now at War Wrestling, I'm in a tag team with Cody Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
So him and I are in the middle of some things against someone you know very well, True Grit Bruce Gray, and his tag team partner, John Murray.
Mm-hmm.
See, they were my friends, and then they turned their back on me, and then Cody took me under his wing, and now we just had a fight this last weekend, like a real fight, the four of us. And
well, let me ask a quick question. How is it to sit under the learning tree of Cody Hawk? Because there's a guy that has done a lot of things in professional wrestling. I mean, he's been around, 17, 18, 20 years maybe in this business. So have you learned anything from being in a tag team with Cody Hawk? Has he pulled you aside and given you any advice or anything along those lines?
Oh, totally. Everything we do is a learning experience, you know?
Really? Like, good.
And it's kind of what I needed there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was kind of feeling stale at War, and it was like something needs to change. And this tag team with Cody Hawk is what that was.
Cool. Can you think of any one particular lesson that he taught you, maybe? Is there anything that pops in your head that you're like, you know what, I never thought of it that way, or I never even thought of that at all, or, you know, wow, that's a good improvement, I should do this instead of that. Is there any piece of advice or anything that he taught you that really sticks out?
This isn't so much advice, but this is a funny story that I like to tell after something.
Okay, all right.
So, we were having a match, and I asked him, I was like, if I give the guy a low blow there, is that too many nut shots? Because I knew we had one earlier in the match.
Okay.
He looks at me and goes, when I was training with Les Thatcher, he told me that if you can't come up with something other than a nut shot, then you're not being creative enough and you don't deserve to be in this business.
That is a very good piece. That is sound advice.
So that night, and after Les Thatcher told Cody that, he proceeded to fit as many nut shots as he could into a match.
That's nice. Okay, I see the rib has come full circle now. All right. That's good stuff. I do remember I worked a show one time where it seemed like every match somebody got low blowed. And I'm like, for God's sakes, when the fans start counting, that's pretty rough. And,
yeah.
And that did not occur in OCW, by the way. That was in FIW years before that. But yeah, fans notice. So let's talk about some of the new things going on with Ohio Championship Wrestling. There is now an OCW Arena, which is up in Akron, 2910 South Main Street. So can you tell us a little bit about how that came about? How did the arena get from original concept or idea to what it is now? Because off air you had said it's looking really good, it's ready to go. So talk to us a little bit about the OCW Arena.
It was just sort of something that I know the management team was looking for a home base for the training school that's opening up, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, most definitely.
And this building opened, we could do the training school there, and then they looked around and they were like, we could do shows here. It's great. It's an old elementary school, and so there's bleachers, it's a gym, it's perfect. It's honestly, I've never seen anything like this for an indie. Like, I've seen indie wrestling companies that have their own buildings,
mm-hmm.
but nothing quite like this. It's kind of like if when Jeff Cann was running OCW, if he would have had Hopewell to his own. Like,
mm-hmm.
And just imagine that. We wouldn't have had to have, like, the little kids' posters on the wall. Like, they painted over all that. It looks great. Like, hopefully once we get the IPV's taping in there, it'll look fantastic.
No, that's good. That's good. So it's the old gymnasium part of the elementary school?
Yep.
Okay, cool, excellent. Well, let's talk about the training school, because OCW's got an affiliation with Spinebuster University, which is the newest wrestling school. I know that you and I talked off air that you've had the first class come through, and you happen to be there to witness some of the folks come through. So how is Spinebuster University? How's it going so far?
Like I told you earlier, I can't believe how well it's going. Like, I've been a part of, you know, the Big Guns Academy, and Not that that went bad at all, because it didn't. That was the greatest experience I could have asked for. But now I'm looking, and all these kids, because when I went to the Big Guns Academy, I had to drive an hour and a half down, wrestle for a few hours, drive an hour and a half back. All these kids who were enrolled in the Spinebuster University, they live 20 to 30 minutes away. So it's an amazing opportunity for them to come. Hopefully they're taking advantage of every opportunity they can. I hope they reach out for me. They're like, hey, will you come teach us something? You know, because I'm flabbergasted with how well the tryout went. There was so much potential in that group that.
Well, that's good. That's good. And let's talk real quickly, because I think we overlooked and I didn't mean to. Who's in charge of the training up there? Of course, a man that knows a lot about the world of professional wrestling. So Sherman Tank is running the training up there. So how's Tank's approach to teaching, as opposed to maybe Jeff Cannon's? Because you were part of Jeff Cannon's learning tree, so to speak. How is it different between Tank and Jeff?
That's a tough one, because they're both like, I will share a personal moment that I had with Tank. I text him after that, and I told him that he blew me away, that he was such a natural coach that I didn't expect how well he was going to be with the kids, and it was great. But I think with Jeff, it was more he'd been training people for so long that Tank was almost, I don't want to say warmer, mm-hmm. but because it's not like Jeff was ever mean to anybody, mm-hmm. far from. But it's just, to Jeff, it was, all right, I know how to train you. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through the steps. Tank's learning how to train them as they're learning to wrestle. Like, it's a double learning experience. So.
Okay. Yeah, and you know what? I think, you know, you bring a valid point, something I never thought about, is that, yeah, most definitely Jeff had, geez, 7, 8, 9, 10 years of training folks prior to, you know, your class of folks coming in. You know, definitely, I'm sure that, you know, I don't think you can go wrong going to Spinebuster University. Tank, 20 years in the business, he knows what he's doing, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's the first time that he's trained somebody or not. You'll be successful there, without a doubt. Yeah. All right, so do you plan on doing some training? You did mention that you were hoping somebody would come and talk to you about, hey, you know, what can you show me? Are you interested in maybe becoming a trainer as well?
Well, luckily for me, it's 15 minutes from my house. So I'm going to try to be there as much as I can. And I wouldn't necessarily call me a trainer as much as I'd be like, I'm there. I also want to brush up on my basics while I'm there with them.
Okay.
But there's obviously things that I can maybe show them that Tank doesn't know, mm-hmm. or that, you know, maybe Tank doesn't like, oh, I've never really done this move. I'm like, oh, well, I do that move all the time.
Sure.
Here, I'll teach,
sure.
You know.
Yeah, it's like working around. You get a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of experience. You know, it's like working around the territory, so to speak, or different promotions.
Yeah.
You learn from different folks, and there's no right or wrong way, you know, I guess, to do a lot of maneuvers. I mean, as long as you're safe, exactly. And you got the basics, you know. So you think that maybe I'm actually going to be honest. I'm somewhat very, very impressed by the fact that you said that you feel you need to brush up on your basics. Why do you say that?
Just there's things that you forget.
Okay.
You know, like I've gotten in a rhythm, as you've said, from dancing.
Mm-hmm.
I dance all the time. And, you know, there's a formula that I go out there, but I didn't get into this business to be a dancer.
Right, sure.
Got it to be a wrestler.
Right.
And, you know, maybe there's something that I'm like, you know, think of it almost like the Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
You know, they're always like, oh, they're winning. And then there's always that point where they go back to the, you know, like the rink in the park or something, you know, yeah. And they're like, oh, we're going to play a little pickup game. And they remember why they're the Ducks.
Okay, I get you.
And Ducks stick together.
Yeah, okay. Plus, too, you know, I imagine, and I, again, not being somebody that was an in-the-ring competitor, I believe that probably, much like any sport, maybe some of the basics you kind of forget, and you maybe, just because you're trying to do, you know, your match, and you're trying to remember things, and you're trying to, you know, maybe, as you said, get in a rhythm of working a certain way, that you kind of forget the basics. Is that true?
Yep. Actually, just this past weekend at War Wrestling, Cody Hawk asked me, he's like, oh, how's your dropkick? And I was like, I haven't done a dropkick in 5 years. You know, like.
Well, did you go ahead and do it? And Cody goes, too bad, kid. You're doing it.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I did a big boot.
All right. All right. So let's talk real quickly. OCW having the big Thanksgiving Day special. It's up at the OCW Arena, which again, 2910 South Main Street in Akron. It is on the 26th of November, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So are you excited for the show? This is going to christen the OCW Arena, correct?
I'm very excited for this show. I think it's going to... I'm worried that I'm going to not be focused on my match because I'm going to be busy watching everybody else's match because I'm so excited for this show. There's a lot of new faces coming in this show.
Well, in fact, I was going to ask you about that because as I was doing research and going over to OCWrestling.net, which everybody should check out anyways, that the Dirty are making their OCW debut. Now, fill us in for the fans that maybe are not familiar with who the Dirty are. Can you fill us in a little bit on who those folks are?
The Dirty are the One Man Militia, Austin Mannix, and Bulletproof Brandon Edwards. And they're in war wrestling right now, and I tell you, they're mean. They're two tough guys who are going to come in, beat everyone up. I got to assume that they want a spot at this tag team tournament. And just this show, Austin Mannix is coming in. He has such an impressive pedigree that he's getting an OCW title shot his first show.
Really?
Yep. And that's not a fluke. That's... They're like, okay, he's a top contender all around the state. He's proven himself in other promotions. Let's give him a shot.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a big opportunity. I hope that he doesn't fall flat because, as you well know, sometimes in professional wrestling, if you don't succeed, sometimes you got to go way to the back of the line, man.
And it's going to be tough to succeed in there with those W Heavyweight Champion Dark Star Matt Taylor.
That's right. That's right. Because Matt Taylor's no pushover by any means. He is no pushover. And, of course, you got your big match. You and Juice Jennings, the Party Crashers, taking on, of course, Flying Ryan Burke and Robbie Starr. And there's going to be a whole host of other folks there in the OCW arena. And, you know, I got to say, it sounds weird for me to say that, but it also brings such joy for me to say OCW arena. It really does.
Right?
As a side note. But nonetheless, all the folks are going to be up there, so you folks that are listening should check it out. So, Jimmy, let's wrap up. I don't think we've done this before because I just started doing this last year, but I love to have folks wrap up with a little game that I like to play here called Tag, Feud, or Job. So let me explain the rules to you. I'm going to name three individual wrestlers, and I am talking about them in their prime. If they're from yesteryear, I'm talking about them in their prime, not maybe as they are today. You have to pick which particular person you would tag with, which one you would want to feud with, and which one you would want to do the job to. All right? For an extended period of time, too. We're talking over maybe 6, 7, 8 months. All right? Okay. I've stuck with a theme here. Since you are the dance champion of Ohio, all three of these grapplers are also world-class dancers. So, would you tag, feud, and job with these three individuals? Disco Inferno, Scotty Too Hottie, and Fandango. So who would you tag with, who would you feud with, and who would you job to? And I may ask you just to explain your rationale. I'll give you a few moments if you like.
This is a good one. Now, I'm going to jog your memory a bit, because I have played this before on a lost episode of the PVD cast that never aired.
Oh, yeah. Well, stop breaking kayfabe, will you? Anyways.
I like to be able to know there's a whole hour of Jimmy Shane they didn't get a witness.
Yeah. It's locked away somewhere on this computer somewhere. Anyways.
See, I would tag with Scotty Too Hottie.
Okay, why would you tag with Scotty Too Hottie?
Because we could be like the new Too Cool. That'd be pretty awesome.
You know what? I like that because I think that you would not that you would be like filling the shoes of Grandmaster Sexay, but I think you would be a very good upgrade to Grandmaster Sexay in that
gimmick.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. Feud and job.
I would feud with Disco Inferno because I think there's the natural story there of, oh, he's disco and I'm boy bands. You know, like, it's two clashing ideology.
Oh, I like that. Okay, good answer. And so then you would job the Fandango.
Yep, because I like Fandango and I want to see him doing better.
Okay, in the current booking, you would like to see more Fandango. Okay, all right. You know, I, got to agree because I like the tag team of Tyler Breeze and Fandango.
I think it's great.
It's great. I don't understand why they're not doing more with that tag team. I don't know. But anyways. All right. Well, you know what? Since we talked about WWE, let me just throw this out here real quick. Are you excited for Survivor Series?
I don't know.
You didn't answer right away. I think that...
I love the Survivor Series match.
Okay.
Classic Survivor Series elimination match is one of my favorite things in wrestling. I've never even been a part of one. And that's kind of, I think I'm kind of nervous about it. Like, I don't want to be in one. Like, okay. that's something special. I don't want to touch that. You know, like, I'm mm-hmm. scared that if I had one, I would ruin it. But the problem is I don't have cable right now, so I haven't been watching the product to know where the stories are going.
Okay.
And I also barely cared about Goldberg Brock Lesnar 10 years ago.
Which everybody, I think, forgets about that, by the way. Yeah. Just as a side note, like, everybody, I don't know, some people are acting like that's never happened before. I'm like, I remember it. They stunk the joint up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. So, okay, all right. All right, well, Jimmy, where can people find you on the internet?
Here's where it gets really easy, and I'm super proud that I have this. At Jimmy Shane. No numbers, no spaces, no underscores. At Jimmy Shane on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. Those are pretty much the best ways to find me. I'm on Facebook with Jimmy Shane. And
there you go.
Isn't that great that I got just my name?
That is great. That is very good. Yeah.
There's a professional like boat racer named Jimmy Shane, and I get tagged in his stuff all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, I shared that every once in a while I get like very preteen Asian kids following me because there's a Johnny Orlando that's apparently like some type of pop star over in Japan or somewhere, and I'm like, no, that's not the same guy, and he doesn't even have the same Twitter handle, so please, what are you doing? Read, people, read. You know? Anyways, alright, so there you go. At Jimmy Shane, Twitter, Instagram, even over on Facebook and Snapchat, alright?
Snapchat.
So there you go. That's where you can get in touch with Jimmy Shane. With that, hey, come out, see Jimmy, see all the folks of Ohio Championship Wrestling on the 26th of November up at the OCW Arena in Akron. Jimmy, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, John.
All right.
I've been missing this.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's not leave it be 2 years till the next time.
Please not.
All right. You got it. Anyways. All right, folks, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up this episode. So, if you will, please stick around. Well, there you go, folks. My conversation with No Shame Jimmy Shane. And definitely check him out at Jimmy Shane on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. Keep tabs on him. Let's see if he can go 2 years and even maybe longer as the OCW Ohio Heritage Champion. And don't forget again, I'm going to mention it one final time, OCW is back in action. On the 26th of November, their Thanksgiving special is at the new OCW Arena. It'll be the first event ever held there, so it's historic. 2910 South Main Street in Akron, Ohio. Check out www.ocwrestling.net for more details. And definitely, if you're in the area of Northeast Ohio, you need to check out OCW because, like I said, it's going to be a great show, I guarantee it. So, with that being said, let's also talk real quickly, if you will, about one other big wrestling show that's coming up. For those folks that might be out and about next weekend, November 19th, Old Wrestling returns to action in Muncie, Indiana. Of course, it's going to take place at the Cornerstone Center for the Arts. All of your favorite characters from Old Wrestling will be back in action. It's a bonanza of body slams. So if you need some information about that, you want to head on out to Indiana, simply just go to oldwrestling.com, oldewrestling.com, and check it out if you get the chance. So now that I've kind of given some love to the to those two companies, let's go ahead and get into Orlando! That time of the podcast where I tell you about something I think is cool, something I think is noteworthy, something I think you should check out. And this one's going to be an odd one, but I want to talk about it anyways. And it has to do with the election that just happened the other day, because I'm recording this on a Wednesday. It happened Tuesday was election day, obviously, and this situation happened on election day, and it made me laugh, and so therefore it's my fave for this episode. So go with me on this. It was an article that popped up in my news feed that apparently on election day, Ric Flair went to the polls, and when it came time to vote for the President of the United States, he decided to write in his own name on the ballot. Now, see, it's even funny still today. So that's my fave, is Ric Flair voting for, well, Ric Flair, because let's be honest, as wrestling fans, that clearly is something that Ric Flair would do. I mean, and you know, quite honestly, in my own humble opinion, he would be better at running the country than those other two idiots that were on the ticket, but I digress. So, but it just is something that clearly the Nature Boy would do. So with that being said, that is my fave for this episode, is that Ric Flair voted for himself for president, and, well, I don't know how you top that. Anyways, so with that being said, let me go ahead and tell you where you can get in touch with me. If you would like to shoot me an email, you may do so, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can find me on Twitter at PVDMVP. Don't forget about the PVDcast Facebook page. It is facebook.com/PVDcast. And let's not forget about where you can get this awesome podcast. It's available on iTunes, on Stitcher, SoundCloud, Google Play, and of course, the online home of yours truly, PVDcast.com. So let's tell some folks about it. Let's get the word out there. I got to be honest. Hits to my website are really, really good. We're hitting some incredibly great numbers. I'd like to push them up even more. I'd like more people downloading this episode from those different outlets. So just whatever you do, tell a friend. Don't forget to rate, to review, and subscribe on some of those outlets. And just let everybody know how much you appreciate the PVD cast. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. So I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later.